When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do I have to close my eyes?
Close your eyes. Here we go.
No, wait. Can I keep them open, please?
No. Close your eyes. Tara, are you ready?
No, because I know.
Oh, she's ready.
I'm scared.
Do I keep them closed?
They're closed.
Hiya, sister!
Can I open them?
The Grinch! Hello, open your eyes. Are you dumb? What is it? That dog can't stay here. Max keeps yelling. Max! No yelling, Max. Can we do something about the dog real quick?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I don't even want to look at you. Zach, I was literally telling Jared I have the biggest fear of the Grinch.
Do ya? Well, baby, am I here to stay?
And I was like,
I haven't looked at him once.
No, feel free. I look good. Hi.
Oh, man. You are horrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, your mother's a whore, so how about that?
Which one? How about that?
How about the one that... you got me there.
I got you there.
The lesbian mother's trump card. How are you doing? The Grinch. Nice to meet you.
I don't want to touch you.
What about a high five?
No.
A small high five? A low five?
Zach, I've talked about this on my channel multiple times, how I'm just scared of the Grinch. I've never seen the movie. I think he's a big, freaking green hairy booger walking around. I just don't like
Watch
him.
It, sister.
You do look quite booger-esque.
I'll booger your mom. The dog seems to be yelling.
You seem to be yelling. Holy crap.
Oh, really?
I don't think I can make it through this podcast. I'm really not going
to
say
you have to face your fears.
You got to face your fears, sister.
What is the sister coming from?
Where are you, James Charles?
What's up?
I said, who are you, James Charles?
Is he still doing his thing? They haven't caught him?
Oh, my God.
A small joke. The Grinch jokes.
I literally can't.
Smash or pass, sister?
Pass.
Pass. Sorry. On what?
I had to take care of Max for you.
He was barking up a storm.
Did you just say pass on him?
Really?
Yes.
What is your problem?
Wait, with or without the costume?
Oh, wow. The guy under the mask,
he just rips off his
mask across his legs.
Ask me.
What?
With or without the costume?
With.
Pass.
Without?
Also pass.
Ah.
She got us.
That's weird because you're from Hoville.
Isn't it Whoville?
That's the joke, sister. High five. You get it?
I get it.
Okay,
I'm a whore.
Good. You could no.
Oh.
That's not a joke.
That's the truth?
Yeah. That's all right. I like whores.
Are you gonna talk this way the whole podcast?
No, it's getting pretty annoying. I've been doing this since the morning.
Zach is fully method acting right now.
Have you ever heard of self-loathing? Started it.
I'm too hungover for this.
Oh, you're a little hungover. Got a little headache, do you?
I do.
Are you actually scared of me? I'm going to come sit by you.
No, please. Zach, actually stop. Actually stop. Zach. No. Please stop.
Hello.
Get away from me.
You can't be scared of the Grinch. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. His heart is three times as big or something, whatever.
It's kind of wild that we have the TV on full blast in the other room.
Listen, I was watching a very important game in there.
So you decided to leave it on during our work hours. No worries there. Sorry, honey. I'm getting a little close to you.
I hate your face right now.
Right now?
Oh, my God. Can you please sit over there, Zach? I'm begging you. I'm actually begging you. I hate it.
Could we share a kiss?
No.
Let's pucker up.
Get away from me! Stop.
All right. I'm starting to feel like I affect women in a negative way, which makes me want to go away. One little hug for the Grinch and I'll leave.
No.
One hug. No. Come here. Ah! Sorry, yummy. How you feeling? You're a good kid.
Might I add, it looks very cute in here.
Thank you! The Grinch decorated.
I think it was Alyssa.
Never heard of her. Is she a hoe as well? Who?
Ew, I have one of the Grinch hairs in my mouth!
Yeah, that'll check out. There'll be more of that. Yeah, Manscaped can't get through this.
Ew, Grinch pubes.
Oh, you kind of wanted to just say Grinch pubes, didn't you?
No, but there was actually a Grinch pube in my mouth. The more I look at him, the more he just doesn't look like Zach to me.
Really? Because the more I look at it, the more that I'm like, yeah, this is what Zach's always looked like.
You do resemble the Grinch a little bit.
Do I?
I think that's why the makeup works so well.
Can you guys chill? You guys are making me feel self-conscious. All right? And the Grinch just like to feel self-conscious.
Ew, I hate it. I literally can't even look at you.
Why?
It freaks me out. I don't like the Grinch. He scares me.
For whatever reason, your agony is my...
Ew.
Attraction.
I hated whatever that was.
Sorry.
I hated this whole thing.
No worries. You smell like food I had earlier.
What?
Alyssa, what did we just eat?
I smell like food? I just showered and put perfume on.
Just had fish.
Oh! Must be coming from the Australia of your pants, down under. Hi, I'm the Grinch.
I usually have no patience for Zach, but today it's just...
Okay.
Is it at an all-time high or an all-time low?
What's up, guys, and welcome to episode 183 of Podcast Dropouts, Dropouts Podcast. This week we've got a wonderful woman on who is beautiful and sexy, and I can't wait for her to jingle these jingle bells. All right, let's hit some intro music. All right, Alyssa's shaking her head because she wishes she could be down on them herself. We're joking, aren't we, guys? We are. Bow, 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 bow. Can I drop the bit, dude? Can I just be here for a second? I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, what time do you go out today and like out on the town?
We left around 1. So I've been on the streets for like 6 hours.
Dressed as the Grinch.
He made no money.
I did make 0 money. So we went to a mall, and for whatever reason, I thought I could just walk around and during Christmas time at the Grove while there's a giant Christmas tree, and I could just, you know, wave, create little funny bits. Little did I know, every child in California was at the Grove. And
it's a Saturday. Wanted, it's like the Saturday right before Christmas.
Wanted a picture with old Grinchy Poo over here.
And little did they know that TikTok star Zach Justice was under there.
I'm pretty sure they'd be a lot more excited about the Grinch. I think TikTok star Zach Justice could have walked through like a warm knife through butter and nobody would have cared. We did get escorted out by police.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
I would have loved to see that.
Oh, you got kicked out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we actually have a couple of videos. I said to one of the cops, like he was hitting on me or something. I was yelling at everybody, and he's like, and then I was like, he's kicking me out. And then I kept on like booing at Santa.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go in and meet him, but the line was super long.
Wait, but why'd they kick you out? You're not allowed to go dressed as the Grinch.
Well, two things. One, the mask. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But you're not wearing a mask. It's like makeup.
You're right. I should have brought that up. It's prosthetics, you stupid idiot. I should have said that to them.
Well, I mean, it is.
Yeah, you're right. You should have been there to help, and you weren't. Another reason was we were causing massive traffic. There were so many people.
Crazy.
You would have thought it was the Beatles came through.
Did you just compare yourself in a Grinch costume to the Beatles?
And I might be shooting too low.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Damn it. I wish I was there to have seen it. Fuck, yeah, it would have been fun.
Instead, me and Jared got cozy on the couch.
You guys have been talking about a lot of fellatio business recently. Are you guys hooking up?
No. No, and he told me that he watched the clips from last night, and it was just me flirting with him the whole time. And I'm
scared.
It was.
So for reference, this is the day after that we had Tara on for the December drunk episode.
We did. Okay, if you guys don't know, on our Patreon, we do a drunk episode every month where we try to bring a guest on now and get them hammered with consent. And this wonderful month, we had the Tara Yummy, who...
I hate looking at you. Holy crap.
Normally, you get drunk after how many shots?
I would say drunk 3.
Okay, and how many shots did you take last night?
I don't know.
I'm going to go 8.
No, I'm going to go 6 or 7.
It wasn't 8.
Yeah, it wasn't 8.
You had...
Hey, guys. Sorry, it was 6 or 7. dude, it wasn't 8. It wasn't divisible by 4, you idiots. Like, come on. I'm sorry. 7. Anyway, so we have a bunch of clips that we want you to react to from the drunk episode. If you want to see the full thing, obviously on the Patreon, but we thought it'd be fun for you to see yourself drunk.
I'm really scared because I woke up with the craziest shits this morning.
Ew.
Like,
dude.
My poop was the color of your costume.
Stop.
Legitimately, when she walked in, I think the first 30 minutes of her being here, we were talking about shitting.
That's the thing with her. I have to shut it down. Like, the moment I ever see her, the first thing she brings up is any type of defecation or any kind of, like, puff of air around defecation. I'm speaking of a...
flatulence.
Toot. And I have to shut it down.
I'm comfortable talking about it.
You're not comfortable. You like seek it out. There's a difference between like, yeah,
he's got a point.
I have poop problems.
No, you have poop fetish.
I don't. I really don't. I think it's gross, but it's just what happens, and I can't help it, and I just.
But you don't have to. I gotta talk to somebody.
But you
about
don't have to
it.
Tell me.
I do though, because it's like that's what happened in the morning, and it relates to what we did last night, and it's because of last night that I had waterproof diarrhea.
All right, let's roll a clip.
Okay, start with how far in.
I'm pouring a shot already in this.
I feel like we've been filming for an hour.
We've talked about this.
People we've talked about it for 5 minutes.
In affluent areas, they use white Christmas trees, white colored Christmas trees.
Nothing happened that was funny.
Okay, so the reason I pulled that clip is because you start off the clip by saying, I feel like we've been filming for an hour. I want you to take a guess at the timestamp that was taken from.
Realistically. If I felt like it was in an hour, genuinely, I would say, and you're like laughing at me, I would say 20 minutes in.
Okay, Zach?
7.
It was 9:54. Oh, 9 minutes.
She's like, we've been here. She's like, cut the cameras. We've been here too long, brother. We got to get out of here.
I just feel like when I drink, time goes in slow motion.
And then, well, we kept on being like, you don't have to drink if you don't. She's like, I'm going to, you guys need a good podcast.
You guys care about your futures.
This is content.
I did say that. I was like, I care about your video.
And but the whole time we're like, yeah, but if
if you don't talk.
If you die, we're not going to get a good video. Well. Dude, imagine that. Imagine me like this. Hey, guys.
It's the day after.
Wait,
would you still go through with the makeup and the costume if I passed away last night?
Can you let me finish this bit for one second? Huh?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to come with and slap the hell out of you.
Okay.
As the Grinch. She goes kind of into it. Okay. So, hey, guys. As you know, Tara Yummy passed away last night. And we just wanted to be the first to send our condolences. And our fault. It was our fault. She wouldn't put down the bottle, and we didn't think that Mm-mm. we could tell women what to do, did we?
No.
So it's like, oh, she knows her limits. Little did
we
know.
She is a grown woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she stopped a little early growing, but she is a woman. So
of
she's halfway there.
Age.
Yeah. You are a pedophile's dream.
What?
Because like you're like small and dainty. So it's like, you're kind of like a kid. I'm just saying you could like help people. They should put you in prisons with like the pedophiles to like help them. Get past all that. I don't know. I'm just trying to help the community, I think. Anyway, sorry for her dying. Okay, let's roll another. Are we rolling another clip?
Okay.
Well, I was really laughing at nothing.
Yeah, you were laughing at nothing.
Oh.
In that.
But do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good.
No, I remember. It's just, I can't believe I was laughing at nothing. I don't believe that. Like, something must have been funny for me to be laughing.
No, what you thought was funny was that we haven't actually been recording for an hour.
Oh.
Okay, so for this next clip, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about before where like a lot of the times Tara was flirting with me or like jokingly flirting with me.
Jared was so excited.
Joking.
Okay.
I just want to make
sure.
She
just has to fucking hammer
that.
The
kid had one happy day in his life and you come in here with a shovel and you're like, yeah, let's put some dirt on that. Huh?
I think it's the way I joke around.
No. Yeah.
You joke around by making someone feel wanted. Cause
that's kind of fucked up.
That's pretty toxic.
When you say it like that.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes me feel like a piece of shit.
Well, you love talking about it, so.
Around one of the, like, sometime in there, I went to the bathroom, right? And I didn't know what you guys were talking about. And so I finally just, like, watched back what you guys were saying. And Tara goes, she's like, I feel like Jared actually hates me or something. And Zach, very seriously, you go, well, I don't think he can tell if your flirting is real or not. So if it is real, like, you kind of just have to spell it out, you know? And she goes, okay, you know, and kind of gets like a smirk. So I feel like the audience is going to take that the wrong way. Anyway.
Or the right way.
The next clip, though, even though I said she's flirting with me, click on what's happening here.
I'm scared.
The
scared.
Bottom one.
I'm scared.
Here we go. Just play that.
Maybe, I guess. Fuck. I don't know. Like another.
Have a.
Another girl.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
That's, just because
wow. I'm... You're as gay as they come.
Yeah. Look at how you look at him.
I don't know. It's just, right. I feel like it'd be good. I don't know.
Have you boys ever been offered a threesome? Or been in
No, I have not.
What are you... You're laughing at nothing.
So what was happening there in those stairs? I want to get to the bottom of this.
We would like to get to the bottom of the stairs.
I'm humiliated that's even going up somewhere. My eyes look like there's 10-pound weights on them. I'm like this.
Yeah.
I look so wasted, and the reason I'm looking at you is because you're winking at me. If you go back and watch, Zach is like...
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see a wink in that.
We didn't see a wink.
So. Zach was winking at me, so it made me laugh.
So you're lying.
No.
It more looked like you were kind of looking up and down, like, I wouldn't mind having my last meal be this guy. But it's okay if that's a lie. I keep forgetting I'm looking like the Grinch. This is so funny. No.
I think I was just really drunk and my eyes were heavy, and so it came off flirty.
Do I look better when I'm drunk? Well, I mean, when you're drunk, sorry?
Like, oh, like almost like rose-colored glasses?
You find out. Well, you know what would be hilarious if you find out you're still on the drunk podcast and you're just so gone that I'm to look like this. and we watch the video back and we're like, Tara, wake up. And you're just like, la, 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 Grinch. La, la, Grinch. And we're like, no, there's no Grinch here. La, la, Grinch.
This is my worst nightmare. I want you guys to know, like, trapped in a room with the Grinch, but it's actually Zach underneath.
Yeah. Because I got hands that won't stop. My hands don't believe in red lights, baby. Kidding,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man. Come
on. Yeah, that's not.
They do.
That's why they're green. Green lights, green hands.
Green lights mean goo. Anyway, I will stop making the jokes. If you guys wonder why we're making such nefarious jokes, we got considerably closer than the last time we had the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like if they watch that podcast and then this podcast.
That was like the first time we met.
No.
You know what I mean. Essentially. But come on.
First time we hung out was that podcast. And now we've seen each other every single day. Just this week.
Yeah, but
I was telling Jared that.
Oh, gosh.
We've seen each other every single day this week.
I've got to reassess my life.
Yeah. I have to reassess my life. I'm sitting here being like, I hate Zach Justice. Yeah, I see him every day.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, that guy's pretty cool to hang out with. That's pretty sick, dude. You should see the number of missed FaceTime calls I have.
Don't show anyone that. That's actually embarrassing. And like, that's really fucked up of you to bring it up on the podcast.
Even I couldn't tell if that was serious or not.
It is.
She got so serious, like it's a big deal.
It is, because he sent me a screenshot and he's like, look at the amount of times you've called me. And it's like 2 a.m. Tara Yemi missed call. 8 a.m. Tara Yemi FaceTime missed call. 3 p.m. But there's like contacts, like he'll call me and I won't.
Oh, it's always on me. Zach Wink, Zach calls. Little context if you care to listen.
What the hell was that?
Song?
Oh, I found myself in a shit position.
Yeah, I knew you'd bring that part up. Miss Poopy.
Anyways, the reason I call you is because like.
Because.
I
so she keeps losing her train of thought looking at you.
It's terrifying.
You find my friendship comforting.
Can we just run another clip?
But that's the reason.
Oh, that's kind of cute. That's kind of wholesome. You find his friendship comforting.
I never said that. He's putting words in my mouth.
What?
You didn't.
Disagree. I'll put a lot more than that in there, brother. God, sorry. Dude, the Grinch is in. I've been like really towing the line today.
You have. You've been
The Grinch has been towing the line.
The Grinch has been. The Grinch is getting canceled. Yeah, the Grinch is an apology video he needs to make.
This is actually my worst nightmare.
But what do I wear? All right. That shit, I'm not going. Over to you.
Really
that's pretty good.
Good.
Put up butt crack reviews.
What?
What?
Just listen.
I shattered my tailbone in seventh grade, and like my butt crack's kind of like crooked.
Oh.
It's like the snack that smiles back.
It's like the snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Yeah. There's nothing I can say to that besides the fact that I do have a shattered tailbone. I actually in seventh grade had to sit on this like little toilet bowl vibe, but it was squishy. It was like a little donut seat. And I'm not kidding. You can ask anyone that I went to middle school with. I carried that around to every class in seventh grade.
You had to have been the most bullied kid.
No,
in
I was really
There's
popular.
No way you carried around a plush toilet seat and weren't made fun of.
I wasn't.
I was made fun of for a lot less than carrying around a plush toilet seat.
Your crack straight?
My crack is very straight.
Very?
Yeah, very straight.
Let's roll a clip. So you've got a C for a boutique.
No, it's nothing you would notice unless I pointed it out. And it's not like you're ever going to see my butt crack, so it doesn't matter. You guys have to take my word for it. It's a little bit, just a little bit crooked. Because you can't like cast an ass, you know what I mean? So like,
what's up?
You can't cast an ass?
In what? The next feature film? What are you talking about?
Jennifer Lawrence was like fully naked in that movie.
In what movie?
It was hilarious too.
Oh, No Hard Feelings?
Yes.
That was some graphic nudity.
So you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in a full-blown fight scene, fully naked.
Just full, like
which
you
I
see
really, I
her
like,
vagine.
Yeah, you see everything. Which I like, I appreciate her. No, I appreciate her.
We actually
her.
Could.
I actually appreciate her because it's like, she took a nudity scene and she was like, I'm going to make it really funny as a woman. And I think that's just,
it is a
that.
Really funny scene.
It's hilarious.
It was kind of,
and she's beautiful.
Strange.
So when you think of like Jennifer Lawrence in like a nudity scene, you're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know what I mean? She's,
yeah.
she's a beautiful woman. It's hilarious.
Remember she also kicks ass.
She was showing me her diary the other day, and we were kind of like reading through the chapters. I just thought you had a PS on there on one of your chapters. I thought it was a little strange. You said, "I've never met a funny woman." And I just wanted to, like, it just felt misogynistic. I wanted to know if you wanted to divulge into that.
I don't, you've never read my diary. In what?
It's okay.
What's your deepest, darkest secret in your diary?
Well, I wouldn't say it on a podcast now, would I?
Well, I was thinking maybe.
We'll save it for the Patreon episode. So, go ahead.
My deepest, darkest secret in my diary?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your face.
Well, thanks for wasting the airwaves. Should we hit another clip?
What trying to say?
I just feel like
me and Zach, like, we never got to a fight, but me and Zach.
Did you realize you were that drunk, Matey?
No.
I just feel like
I wasn't saying words.
No.
Wait, well, actually, what was I trying to say?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think you started in the middle of a sentence, went to the beginning, and never found the end.
And my eyes were like this.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the wave.
They're waterboarding. Yeah.
Insane. I really didn't think I was that drunk.
I mean, we started off watching these clips with you pouring a shot.
I mean, we still have that's your throw true. Up in the rug we're trying to get out.
Hey. Hey. I never throw up the night before, the night of, ever.
The night before.
I never throw up when I'm not drinking, so.
No, I'm just saying, I've only done that once, and it was in an Uber.
Oh, cool.
That's even worse.
Oh, I know. I felt terrible, and I just opened up my Balenciaga bag and threw up in it instead.
Dude, okay. I got her.
Okay.
Look me in the eyes, all right?
I think that's the last thing she wants to do
now. The story that you just told, run back the last part. What did you do? You threw up where?
In my designer bag.
You can just say bag.
Well, no, it's important because it was expensive, and it sucks that I threw up in it and had to get it, like, cleaned professionally.
You could say, like, I threw up in a decent bag.
No.
If you throw out Balenciaga.
I had to because
people are looking at you different. Like, why aren't you giving it to charity type situations, you know?
I was trying to save this man's car from throw up.
Or woman. It's almost 2024.
Women can drive.
Yeah.
Professionally.
And vote. I didn't vote they could do that, but they can do it. Kidding. Sometimes the Grinch comes out.
You got lipstick in my Valentino. That's what it reminded me of.
That was good.
I don't like you right now.
I don't like you ever.
Then why do you keep hanging out with me?
It's fun.
Why do you keep hanging out with him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
That does hurt a little bit. And then after this, she's going to text me. She's like, I hope you didn't take any of that seriously on the podcast.
I would never. Actually, you know what's really crazy? Like, I would never say that to you. I would never say, I hope you didn't think anything. Because
let's keep it moving.
All right.
I just like don't want to admit I care about him on camera. I'm like,
No, of course not. That would make you feel like a good person. Over to you.
Last but not least, we have.
I love a kiss on the cheek.
Touch her. Wait, what does that mean?
No, because I feel like I'm not much. What of a about? Hugger, but I'll
can
kiss
everyone her. Kiss you on the cheek, including Alyssa, and you determine? No, close your eyes and try to see who's kiss. Ah, no, you're gonna know who Skyler is.
Why?
He's
got the flavor saver.
I have lip gloss on.
But she's not. She's gonna close her eyes.
I promise. Okay. She just doesn't want to kiss my cheek.
No, I'll kiss your cheek. That's fine.
She's like, I'll eat your box. I'll eat you out right now. I don't care. I'm gay.
Yeah, I'll close my eyes.
Okay.
Is this actually happening?
How do we do this?
I don't know.
Well, your idea. You go.
Why would I?
What? You can't know it's me say it out loud because then they'll know.
Everyone
you
can't say it out loud. At the same time, get up and take their headphones off. Yeah. I'm ready. My cheek is ready.
Okay, now we got a clip, Jared.
Yeah.
Okay, but afterwards, you're going to be like, one was this, two was this.
Wait, I rate the cheek?
No, no, not rate. No, you're going to be like, what order?
Okay, got it.
Okay.
I'm ready. Is it this cheek? Okay, this is weird. Jared just hates my guts. Aw, you love me? Wait, this is cocky.
Close your eyes.
Wait, this guy loves
me. Skyler, move your butt.
Thanks. Okay, my eyes are closed.
Okay, everybody, like, we're all going to walk around.
Should I keep my eyes closed? Should I make my cheek very available? Zach, don't kiss my lips.
Oh my God, I want to kill myself.
Am I ready? Can someone count me down? Will someone let me know when they're coming? Okay. That was so light. I'm scared.
I was telling everyone to go light.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Okay. I know who that was.
Liz is like, I'm gay.
Okay.
What a scholar.
Okay, open my eyes. Okay.
You opened your eyes early.
No, what'd you do?
Okay.
It's just paper.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
One is Zach, two is Alyssa, three is Jared, four is Skylar.
Yeah.
I think that's dead on.
Nailed it.
Oh, wow.
Was I correct?
I think that's dead on. Really?
No, I think that's dead on.
So
I have so much to say.
All right. Okay. Let's start.
Over to you.
Okay. First of all, my hands are like this, like Tyrannosaurus Rex arms the whole time. I'm like, look, what am I trying to grab?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was problematic.
I have so much to say and I can't get it out. Can someone else go?
Oh, we have nothing to say, so we'll wait for you.
It looked like I was getting gangbanged.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. I was like, oh, a form of love.
It was pretty exciting.
I felt the touch of another man.
Well, I was telling everybody, I was like, do the light, like, little light kiss.
I did not because hear that.
Also, yeah. You guys had mustaches, so I'd hope you protruded your lips enough. Boom.
He did, because I didn't feel Jared's mustache. Mm. And then I felt Skylar's, and I feel like Skylar's more likely to, like, fumble something and mess up.
Oh, he was a little scared? He was like,
Skylar's was a little bit more wet.
When you,
interesting.
That? When you met all four of us, did you assume in one night we would all kiss you
on the cheek?
Okay, come on, brother.
God, roll with it.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Ask me again.
No, just yes or no. You can say no.
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
I think I'd be concerned if those were my thoughts. Like, yeah, when I met you guys, I definitely thought that I would kiss all of you guys in one night.
It's hot.
I never thought
we've
that
all
that
kissed
it
one night, all four of us. Mm-hmm. Which one would you? Well, we would pass off and on. Yeah, we do this game called Spit Swap. Remember, ready? 1, 2, 3, Spit Swap.
You did Spit Swap.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, Spit Swap. It's one of our things we do. Essentially,
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Why am I not invited
to the Spit Swap?
Yeah.
Well, that was your introduction.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like my initiation. Exactly.
Yeah, you looked a little too excited. We don't enjoy the spit swap.
I was really excited in that video, and it's actually like, why am I so excited? It's really embarrassing. I'm a little embarrassed. I'm like, like I could see it in my like cheeks how excited I am.
Well, because okay, here's why I think you're so excited. It wasn't part of one of the clips that I pulled, but at one point in the podcast, you did say, I'm ready to go anytime. Bangtown, here I come.
I didn't say that.
You did. So.
Can I say as a sober one? Clearly remember it.
Are you serious?
You did. But you.
Wait. Bangtown, here I come?
Something similar to.
Something like
attending
that.
Attending a town that was for banging and you were ready to be a resident. It's okay. Little did I
know. I plead the fifth.
Good.
There we go.
Get you out of anything. Get you out of anything. It's what OJ did. I think, because he got out of it, right?
That's what OJ did.
Speaking of OJ, orange juice. Did you know you're not supposed to drink it? One of the worst things for you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Learned this recently. Doctors say don't put it in the gullet. Turns immediately to sugar. It's got no good things.
What about vitamin C?
That's what I was going to say.
Vitamin C, you want to just get it from straight oranges if you can.
Oh.
Yeah, straight oranges, tangerines. Or, you know, you can do an emergency, like one of those things.
Emergencies also have
a lot of sugar in them.
They do? Okay.
That's why I don't use them a lot.
Okay, good to know. I just want to bring that to light.
I have a 1,000-milligram vitamin C pill in my bag.
That's so cool. What else do you have in your bag? Bag haul! Here, get it out.
It's over there.
Okay, you can get it. Oh, while you're up, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Okay, there is a water over there that is in a hydro flask. If you could hand me, I would be a happy little Grinch. Can I tell you something kind of disgusting?
I love disgusting.
Do you? Listen to this. I sneezed maybe the first 30 minutes I had this thing on.
And you're sitting in that snot?
Can you breathe out of your nose?
I just... No.
I saw it.
Thumbs up.
It's all coming out of the throat cavity.
Oh, God. Like a mouth breather.
Yo, like Jared, yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Are you a mouth breather?
When I sleep.
You snore?
Yeah.
Also, when you don't sleep.
When I'm awake, I'm very conscious about breathing through my nose because...
Okay, go put your nose to the mic and breathe in and out and let's see if it sounds like you normally do it. Yeah, you think that guy breathes out of his nose?
No, because this is what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, or this.
That sounded like handsome.
Looking at him smiling, this is really funny.
Oh, is it? Look at the dumb guy smile.
You're like a little bully.
Maybe you needed that in your life.
Maybe you need to stop moving your head so much when you speak to me.
But what do I wear?
Down low, somebody's not scared of the Grinch anymore, isn't it? You are beautiful. I'm not even thinking of Miss Martha. Is that her name?
Miss Martha.
What's her name?
Cindy Lou Who? What?
No, it's
Martha May.
Martha May.
You're disgusting.
I'd leave her for you.
Ew.
In a second.
Okay.
This is the Grinch talking, not Zach. Zach is repulsed by you.
Is he?
Zach thinks you have a sideways vagina.
Zach's never seen my...
He's seen Nether. Someone draw it from memory.
Zach thinks you have the vagina from the movie Teeth.
The vagina had teeth. Spoiler alert.
And it eats men.
Yeah.
Actually,
or women.
Honestly, but that sounds kind of nice.
What?
Like having, it's like a weapon.
No.
What, are you throwing your vagina at people? What's going on?
No, but it's like in Kate, like in.
Welcome back to Spit Swap. Okay, I thought you guys were on board.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought you were going to make a joke about her having vagina teeth.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this is grossing me out.
God forbid something actually eventually.
I didn't forbid anything.
You're not God.
I am the Grinch. You're all right. Oh, listen. Don't look so smug over there.
I didn't do anything.
You Emperor Penguin?
You Emperor
Penguin?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, no. You know, remember when I put up that comparison story?
Oh, that was
Was her
evil.
Hair up? It was because her hair was up, right?
Yeah.
That was awful.
No biggie.
And it looked so realistic.
It looked kind of dead on.
Can you can you pull up an Emperor Penguin really quick?
Let me find the comparison.
Anyway, back to you. How's your day been? How's your mom? She asked about me?
No. You ask me this every time. My mom's never once asked about you.
It's because she doesn't know English. She would if she could.
No, she asked when you were leaving my house.
She asked that?
No.
Okay, exactly.
I thought that.
You told me she giggled at one point of me speaking with her.
She did.
That feels good.
She did keep the note Skylar wrote her.
No.
Yeah.
That little devil. To be completely honest, your dad, for whatever reason, is out of the picture. There's no malice there. Your mom is on the market. Out of Zach.
Is this hypothetical?
Why would it not be, brother?
Okay.
I'm not going to kill your dad.
Okay.
Don't look at me like this like you want me to. Okay. Zach, Jared, Skylar. Which of the three would your mother rather fancy?
Oh, man. I don't know.
And this is like a romantic relationship. This isn't a hookup thing.
Okay. I don't know if either of you are her type.
Don't say either. There's three people.
I don't think any of you are her type.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to give you a good example?
No, I want you to give me which one of us would be the best for your mother.
Oh, the best for my mother?
Yes.
Like if I were to pick, or
you also have to remember that one is also going to be your dad, kind of.
Oh God.
Something to think about.
Okay. Is this her? Okay. So because I don't think she would have an opinion, can I say what I would prefer? Who I would prefer?
I don't think women should ever have opinions. So yeah, you're good. As the Grinch saying that, I always got to preface. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Alyssa as an Emperor Penguin, and it is spot on.
Oh, yeah, that's spot on.
That's mean.
Yeah, she definitely is an Emperor Penguin, but you know what? We love you anyway, don't we?
Well, she's our little Emperor Penguin.
She's our little waddler. You want to come sit on this egg? Nah, the males do that. Joking. Over to you.
If I were to pick...
I'm sorry.
Hey, we get it, man.
If I were to pick out of you, Skylar... And Jared, who would be my new stepdad?
Yeah.
I would pick Jared.
Can I say?
Why?
Why? I don't know. I think I know Skylar the least.
Okay.
And then between you two,
okay.
You would make too many jokes.
About?
Stepdad jokes.
And imagine the videos.
No. And then Jared, I don't know. He's just so sweet.
It's a facade.
So it's not a facade.
It's not a facade. Because I watched the first podcast back a couple days ago. And
the
I,
very first one?
Yes.
Or the one that you
the
were
one
on?
I was in.
Oh. I was like, whoa, that was.
No, the one I was in. And I watched it and within the first minute, I say, Jared is so lovely. He seems so sweet in all the podcast clips I watched. And I, 2 months later, 2.5 months later, whatever, I've been spending so much time with you guys. I still think Jared is just such a sweetheart. And I don't understand how you guys are. Friends.
We're not acquaintances at best. I've told you this.
I know, but you guys like live together. You know what I mean?
We live together.
It's a real like yin and yang situation.
Shut
going
your
on.
Mouth, dude. I don't know you.
I think it's a beautiful dichotomy that allows.
You know what
us
she said?
Remember
when she was like, Zach, we're getting so close. She's trying to rip me away from you.
Oh
yeah,
you bitch.
Welcome to Who Knows Zach Better, a quiz of Who Knows Zach Better. I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions to know who Zach's better is, knows him better.
Okay, one of them are going to win.
One of you guys are going to win.
No, one of them. I've only known you for like 2 months.
Yeah, but you guys have gotten close in those 2 months.
I don't like the way you said that because that's weird. Like implying something and there is no implication. I want.
Well, we're on the internet. We got to imply some stuff, okay?
There's you don't want to imply some... with this guy?
Trust me, I don't.
Trust me, I don't. What is my favorite color? Starting off easy. Starting with Alyssa. Wait. Maybe you should look up questions of like, who knows me better? Would that be, because I'm going to do really dumb questions.
Can you do scenario questions?
Okay.
If you guys were both pegging me.
Not that kind of scenario.
Oh, if you guys were both watching like, me feel, getting...
I feel like those are the scenarios that, you know, like when you think before you go to bed and you think of scenarios to like make yourself go to sleep. I feel like that's the one Zach thinks of.
Pegging?
No, us.
Us pegging?
Oh, you guys pegging me?
Like that thought came from somewhere.
No, it was inflation is usually what I think about. Try to kind of how I can fix the economy. I just think I got I don't know. I got a big brain on me and I should be putting it to good use.
You know what I mean?
Instead, here you are.
Instead? Yeah. Oh, the entire day, I was just sitting there. I was looking at myself in the side view mirror. And I'm just looking. I'm like, my dad fought in wars.
My brother went to West Point. He played for Army. He owns a multi-billion dollar business.
My sister's in medical school. My other sister's a doctor.
This is what you do for a living.
I dress up as a green man and make funnies. Oh, no. If you had the list three things that you really care about, what would it be? It's like, oh, I could talk about this for a while.
Off the top of my head?
Nope. Or the bottom. I don't really care.
My dog, Sugar. Harry Styles. Shopping.
Yeah.
Zach goes, it is incredible that we're as close as we are.
Do you think we could widen that scope a little bit?
You said three things.
I know. So those are your top. Like, if I'm like, Harry Styles, he's cool, right? And then you'd be like, oh, this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
Oh.
But how much could you talk about your dog, Sugar?
Hours.
But like, what about?
Why didn't you bring him?
I was kind of disappointed when you showed
up
without Sugar.
Yeah, I walked in without Sugar. I walked in without Sugar and Jared was like, you didn't bring Sugar? I'm like, he doesn't come everywhere with me.
Would your mom possibly do like a thing where I dress up as Sugar and she take care of me for a couple of days? Just a question.
No.
Doesn't need to be answered. Okay. Wait, announce the game. Announce it.
This game is Who Knows Zach Better?
Whoa!
Spin swap!
Hit a random button. Maybe it would be applause. Okay.
That was a good one.
Kind of. After Jared has sex with me. I love you, dude. I don't. Wow. All right.
Well, he immediately followed it up with.
Okay, ask the question, give your answer.
Wait, that's not fair because Alyssa gets to pick the questions. So she's going to pick questions she knows.
Oh, gosh. This is why women never trust each other.
No.
That's not it. It's something I would do.
Okay, well, I don't know what else to do to this, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Okay, when is Zach's birthday?
Tara?
I don't know. How would I know that? Oh, no, I do know. Hold on. I was on the cruise.
And I threw up in my Balenciaga bag.
No.
Here we go.
How are we supposed to answer this?
Dude, well, this game is convoluted.
It. What month is it?
When did I go on the... September or August?
There's only one month I was born in.
Can you give me a second?
No.
Can I look to see when I went on the cruise?
You're just going
to
look at my birthday.
No, I won't. I swear. You can watch
No,
me.
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
you
September.
Don't know. September what?
Fourth. Okay, next question.
You think you're so close to me, don't you?
I was on a cruise and you invited me to your birthday and I couldn't go. And so I forgot.
And okay, I wish I never
here's
would've.
A question you'll know. Who's my oldest friend?
Skylar.
No, his name is Cameron.
Sorry.
How would I know that?
Okay, this game sucks.
How would I know that?
Moving on.
We talk about normal things. I'm not like, so who's your oldest friend?
No, all we talk about is Harry Styles. I just call you. I'm like, well, you'll call me, obviously, because you call me a lot. And I'll be like, hey, what's up, Tara? Kind of busy right now. And you're like, okay, did you see what happened to Harry Styles? He shaved his head, and I just don't understand what he did to it. And I'm like, it's all right, I know, but he's got his own life. You can't control it. You're like, yeah, but when I'm like touching myself to him, it doesn't feel the same. He doesn't have his hair. Like, I just can't stop thinking about that bald head. I'm like, it's okay. You're like, he just kind of looks like an alt-right guy. He looks like he's part of the Third Reich. And I'm like, really? Like, why are you saying that right now? She's like, I don't know. I just watched a World War II movie. He kind of looks like all the guys in it, like all the bad guys. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess. I mean, yeah, and then I try to dwindle out the conversation.
Whoa.
Low five.
Hey, Zach, when's my birthday? Exactly.
Wait, no. Brother.
You got a lot of time.
I did. Okay. I'll never forget it now, by the way.
We weren't friends on your birthday.
That's a good clue, yeah, because we talked about this.
When was it? July 31st.
Yeah.
You think I didn't know the whole time, you idiot?
How did you know that?
Because I listen. Because this friendship is one-sided.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. We know.
Wait, that made me so happy. I want to cry.
Aww. Feel free to cry. What, it made you happy that this friendship is one-sided?
No, that you remember my birthday.
Yeah, of course.
Aww.
That's very sweet.
Is it? I didn't get reciprocated at all.
I won't forget it now.
When is it?
September 4th.
Which is like,
dude, that would have made my fucking
She's
night.
She's like, April 20th. And we're like, dude, get your head out of the weeds.
I actually teared up a little bit. It's really easy. It's really easy to
You are really emotionally deprived right now, aren't you?
I could reprive you.
No.
You want to hear jolly things? Since the last time you have been on this podcast.
Last night or the first time?
The first time.
Okay.
You're not fully in the friend group, but you've been hanging out a lot more. Could you see yourself existing with us for a long-term basis? Or do you think this is like, or do you have like flash in the pan friendships?
I don't have flash friendships.
Okay.
I feel like when I have friends, they last a long time. I'm still friends with like some of my friends from elementary school, okay. Like to the point where I see them once a week.
And not to call you out here, but I heard a little rumor that you told me that you called four of your friends the other day and told them that I was your best friend.
No.
True or false?
No. Okay. Can I?
It sounds like it's true.
No, because here's what happened. I didn't say you're my best friend. I said, it's kind of crazy. I've been hanging out with Zach so much. I feel like he's like my best friend.
You're right. Such a big difference there.
It is.
There were more words.
Me looking at the camera and saying, Zach's my best friend. Don't clip that.
Already done.
Or I feel like me and Zach have been hanging out so much. I feel like he's like my best friend.
So I didn't want to bring this up, but it's in Jared's show notes. What are some maybe qualities that made you determine that I would be your best friend?
In my opinion, best friend isn't a person. It's a tier.
Okay.
So like these are my best friends.
How many are usually on the list? Break down the tiers. Best friends, good friends, acquaintances. So that's
I wouldn't
the thing.
Say you're my best friend. I was saying this to you in confidence. And now it's on the podcast.
What? Yeah, that's lovely. That makes me feel warm.
I guess you made me feel warm.
Thank you.
You get this, sure.
My heart grew 3 sizes today.
Just your heart?
Mine was a Grinch reference. I forgot you haven't seen it.
So that's what I was saying.
I know.
We should watch it after this.
And then I was...
Okay, go ahead. You were speaking about the qualities. What got me in the top tier?
You really want to talk? You really want
Yeah, I love... Yeah.
You've just been really there for me.
Okay. It makes me, yeah.
I don't like that this is on the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
I don't like this.
Do you know vulnerability is actually such an endearing quality? And it's also a beautiful thing when it comes to manipulation. And you're someone who's on the internet and wants more followers. So if they see you as this vulnerable figure, they're actually going to like you more and you're going to get more followers and get more rich, rich money.
Yeah, but I'm really honest.
Rich, rich money.
But I'm really honest, and I'm honestly saying I don't like being vulnerable, and this is fucked up that you're putting me in the situation to be like, what makes me such a good friend? Because I...
Why don't you like being vulnerable?
Yeah, that's
good. What is this, therapy?
No, this is actually, I kind of want to ask, why don't you like being vulnerable?
I think as a girl, and just being as small as I am physically, I want to be more strong, and like, just more like, I don't know, I don't want to be walked all over, so I feel like...
Have you been walked over in your life?
Yes. I feel like I was like a pushover a little bit in high school. I was too nice to everyone. And now I just don't care.
So you wanted to turn a 180 of what you were, like being a pushover. Mm-hmm. Do you think you maybe turned the corner a little bit too much and you got to rear it back a little bit? So you like where you're at?
You went about a 210?
No, I like where I'm at. I feel like I stand my ground and I'm still really nice to people who deserve it.
The vulnerability, you prefer to be in private though.
Yes. When I call you and I'm like, Zach, thank you so much for being there for me. I don't think you're going to bring it up on the freaking podcast.
Why? Did you also think I wouldn't be in the Grinch costume doing it?
I guess you never know with Zach Justice. That's what I take from our friendship.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Over to you.
What would it take for one of us to be the godfather of your child?
Oh, good question, good question.
Firstly, I don't want children.
I don't think your body could take it.
True. If we're talking about sugar.
I have so much hair in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying. I had...
It happens, man.
He was like...
Okay, so you don't want children.
No. Maybe I'll change my mind one day, but...
Okay, let's say...
I'm a godmother. Did you know that?
Of who?
One of my really close friends, one of my best friends. She...
I didn't have a child.
Not you. She's a baby. Her name's Violet. She's, like, amazing. And she's, like, the only kid I can tolerate. I, like, don't like kids, but I love her.
Okay. Is it because they're looking at you at eye level and it's a little scary? Because they don't know how to talk and you're just like, what are these humans? Like,
yeah, honestly.
You're just like looking at them like, how was your day? And there's like, and then it's like, Tara, that's my child. I know they look about your size. Follow-up question. Do you ever build Legos to a normal Lego height and then pretend you're King Kong and knock them down?
There it is. Height.
But do you?
No, but I remember this.
Yeah.
Zach says height instead of height.
Yeah, and we all have our flaws.
Are you okay? You look like you have like the sweats.
I have had the sweats for about 8 hours, brother.
Oh, dude, imagine the smells that are going to permeate when he takes off this costume.
I'm so excited. I won't be here.
How much money to when I take this off, you start your tongue on the bottom of where this nose is and go up to the top of the prosthetic?
No amount of money.
$6 cash. Can you do that?
I don't think I would do that to you even without the Grinch costume. You know what I mean? Like, so it's hard to even imagine.
Of course you wouldn't. There's a, it's a gross,
it's a money.
It's a
thing.
Truth or dare thing.
Okay.
Dog.
I know Zach and he's going to clip certain clips and then I'm going to text him and I'm gonna be like, Zach, that's out of context.
Oh, we should just try to get her to say like random words and then we'll like clip it all together. And I'm going to be like, what? Can you say this verbatim straight to camera? Yeah.
I. Tara.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Want.
To.
Taste.
I'm sure we can find the word taste somewhere in here.
Touch.
No.
Lick.
No.
Poke. The hell.
Out of.
Zach's.
Okay. Facebook page? Is that like an old person joke?
That was very like 2004.
I introduced her to someone the other day that she was friends with on Facebook and she got catfished by.
I will say it briefly. I think I got catfished by Jake Short when I was...
What, how old?
No 12. Way.
12. He doesn't know that and I don't know him like that. So I'm really...
Wait, so you're going on their podcast?
It's in... I mean, maybe. I think so.
It's in the works. I set it up. No worries.
Okay.
I get 20% commission of whatever you make on there.
No, you don't.
You don't make anything on there.
That's my point.
Wait, I want to know the story now.
There's not really a story. I'm just going to ask him. I'm going to be like... Hey, did you have a Facebook? I talked to someone that was you for like 2 weeks. And you know what's crazy? When I talked to him, I didn't realize it was him like at the party we were at until 5 minutes into the conversation. I'm like, I know you.
We went to a party the other day together. And I was just introducing her to friends. And the shot that they gave you or the drink that they gave you was just super strong.
I had 4 shots.
So I was,
holy
so she
fuck.
Was, but she was going up to people and going, hi, I'm Zach's friend.
Yeah. And literally, I think it was Bradley or it was either Bradley or Jake looked me in the eyes and said, do you have a name? Zach's
Dude,
friend.
That's Bradley.
I think I didn't want to come off as like your date.
Yeah.
Because I was just, I came as your plus one and I just kept being like, hi, I'm Zach's friend.
Friend of Zach.
And they handed me the drink. This was like 10 minutes in. So I can't imagine what I was doing like halfway through the night.
That's really fucking
we're
funny.
We're going to cut this, but we're not going to talk about the other thing that happened at the party, right?
Anyways, I think I got catfished by Jake Short.
It happens.
Or I guess it's not him. It wasn't him. And you know what's crazy is like as a 12-year-old, I went on Facebook and I like kind of stalked his account. I'm like, yeah, there's no way this isn't him.
Wait, so who reached out to who? Like how did that
I
all
honestly,
happen?
If I'm being completely honest with you, I don't remember. I just remember I got like a friend request and I accepted it. And we had mutual friends. It wasn't like a random.
I mean, that would make sense if you're raised out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of believed it. And I had friends that were like.
The star of Ant Farm. Say it out loud.
I didn't.
Wrongo.
I was smart enough as a 12-year-old where I knew what catfishing was, where I was like, no, I'm not getting catfished. Now looking back at it, I may have been, or who knows, maybe I'm going to ask him and he's going to be like, I did have a Facebook and I did add like random people.
And then it sparks the beginning of a beautiful something, whatever you want it to be.
I don't think he was even like that. I think I was just like, oh, this guy's on Ant Farm. That's cool. I was 12.
Clout chasing.
No.
Clout chasing at 12.
I was 12 and I was just like, well, I mean, come on. As a 12-year-old, I'm like, this is really cool.
What'd you lead with?
I don't know, but I do know at some point I was like, is it actually you? And he's like, yeah, LOL.
She'd be like, hey, I haven't seen, my mom hasn't seen her sister in a very long time. Is she happen to be on the farm?
That was one of the worst jokes I think you've ever made.
Oh, okay. I think the green is seeping into his brain.
An ant farm.
What?
That was the joke.
I know, but he said it was bad, and I think you should have just dropped it.
I think you should chill out, or I'm going to punch you in the mouth with my big old Grinch hands.
All right, so I go home from that party, and drunkenly I'm going through my old Facebook messages.
Why?
Because I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to find proof. I know I didn't make it up in my head. That's too embarrassing to make up in your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too specific. Jake Short from Ant Farm. You know what I mean? So I was like looking through and it like only went so far back and it said like Facebook user. And I looked up like Jake Short, he doesn't have a Facebook or he closed it or something. So I don't know. I was probably catfished. I need to ask him. I hope this doesn't go up before I can ask him, but
well, this isn't going up. We're not recording. You're good. We don't record these. Yeah, this is just for fun. Because I say a lot of stuff. You wouldn't put this out, right, Jared? He never does.
Never.
No. Mm-mm. I don't ever remember how we afford the house, though.
182 times. And
I do want to thank you for putting your body out on the line and getting so drunk that you're almost immobile for our content. So you were so worried that you wouldn't give good content, that you drank a lot, and then you drank so much you got worried that you were not able to speak and give good content.
I was just zoning out a lot at Skylar's stories.
That makes sense.
I was like, oh. No. I liked them, but I was like.
There is a part in it where Skylar's telling a story about how this like drugged out homeless man was about to stab him at his workplace. And then I cut to you and you're like, trying to keep your eyes open.
It's because I looked at you and I'm like, my eyes are falling. I want to say you're welcome for doing that. And I wouldn't actually say I care about you.
I can't even tell that that's a fist. It's so hairy.
Watch it, brother.
But I want me putting my body on the line.
Yeah.
And at risk.
Yeah.
For alcohol poisoning for your job. I want that to show how much I care about you.
You should put it on your resume.
Oh, you're an acts of service girly. That makes so much sense.
What do you like to receive?
Presents. Oh. I'm a gold digger.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you say the D on that. All right. Hell yeah, brother. Thank you so much for coming. Low five. Missed it. That was my joke.
He's trying to get you to do that like six times.
I know,
times.
And I finally did it. And
anyway, if you guys stay to the end, watch her be belligerent on the Patreon if you want. Emperor Penguin, thanks for always being here. What are you?
Buddy the Elf.
That makes sense. You should have let the curly hair out, man.
I had a hat on all day. And so it, it
was. I can't cancel that again. And you. I hate you and you. That's it. I'm not going. Wake up. Wallow in self-pity. I can't cancel that again. I got to make sure.
Loathe entirely.
Do you think anyone would sleep with you in that costume?
Actually, we talked about it on the way here. And I think maybe they would. A couple of broads out there, a bunch of hoes. You're an idiot.
This is so scary.
Look, I don't want to make waves, but this whole Christmas thing is stupid. Well, that's it for the podcast, everyone. If you stayed till the end, tell me your favorite quote from the Grinch. And if you want some more content, who cares? What's your thing? Tara Yummy, find her anywhere. If you want to see her tits online, text me. All right, guys, that's Buddy the Elf, that's a penguin, and that's a whore. We'll see you guys later. This has been the Dropout Brian.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Dude, that was terrifying with the outro music.